What have you liked so far about the new coaching staff culture-wise?
The energy that they bring to practice and the confidence that they instill in us. And they're just letting us play. I mean, right now we're learning a bunch of new stuff, but it's good to see their excitement in us and their faith in us. And hopefully we can just come out here this year and put on a show.
What do you expect tomorrow in the future from in front of some fans at Portland?
I expect there's going to be definitely a little couple mistakes and nerves with freshmen or whoever, just learning new offense in front of fans also. So, I mean, I think it should be good, though. It should be a good time to get in front of those people in Portland. They'll get a good look at us for the season coming up.
How do you feel like this offense is picking things up? I mean, it's going to take the whole spring and beyond, but do you feel like some of the concepts that Willie wants are coming into picture and you guys are picking some things up as the days go along now?
Yeah, actually, we're picking it up pretty fast, and it's fun learning a new offense, actually. And even though it's going to take a minute to get everything in place and order, it's been cool, and it's going easy, pretty easy learning a new offense.
How are you working with Coach Johnson?
It's good, actually. A lot of new wide receiver drills, and he's actually he's teaching us the game of wide out, which is good, so I appreciate that.
Earlier this week, you and Arion Springs got into a little bit during practice. Is that a testament to the way that Tagger coaches, or is that just two players getting into it during practice?
You could say both, but they definitely instill that new intensity of just butting heads and just having that camaraderie and competing against each other every time. And I mean, that's just what happens when defense and offense compete against each other. But honestly, Coach Tiger has brought that new kind of swag and compete every play to us. So.
Taggart says he's reopened the quarterback competition. What have you seen from Johnson and Terry and Herbert, and do you still think Justin's the one to beat?
Justin's the one to beat right now. He's been there. I mean, he was there last year, but I think with Taggart opening, I mean, it's all fair game, honestly. They didn't coach Justin last year, so they get to coach Justin and Travis and see which one's going to pan out, and I think they've all been doing pretty well. So,
would it be fair to say that Justin separated himself so far?
Not necessarily. I still think they're competing. I think it's a good competition right now between him and Travis Johnson. So,
how's good Travis to see gotten them.
Better? My bad. What'd you say?
How's Travis gotten better?
Just his leadership role, taking on the responsibilities of a quarterback. I just think he's grown up pretty much.
On that note, what kind of improvements have you seen out of Justin?
Early, but. I mean, Justin's Justin. He's been good. So, I mean, he's still throwing his balls how he throws. And, I mean, he doesn't talk a lot, but he's a good leader and does everything right, does everything by the book. So, that's good.
What do you want to show fans up in Portland on Saturday?
Just that just a new era of duck football, pretty much, just to give them a little look at what's coming this season, because I feel like after a couple months we're going to get things rolling and it could be a good season this year.
And you're a bit of a music guy yourself. What do you think of Kendrick's album last night?
I haven't heard it all, but it's real. That's all I got. It's real. He's speaking real stuff in it.